Is it not true, David, that so much of what we are facing today goes back to Charles Darwin? I mean, there you have a man nearly, 200 years ago now, 175 years ago, whatever the case, who really, under the direction of the devil himself, redirected the thought worldwide, led to globalism, led to a demonic impact upon secularism, I suppose we could say. But as it relates to secularism, you know, secularism promises greater religious freedom.
Yes.
But as you're talking about history, what does history really show? In other words, is there any nation anywhere at any time that can demonstrate greater religious or civil freedom who have embraced secularism in their view of life and society and government and worldview?
That is the promise of secularism. That is what seculars tell us, that we will have more religious freedom for everybody if we have that kind of government, a secular kind of government. Well, let's open up the history books. What are some of the three most powerful secular states in the history of the world? Number one, the USSR. Number two, Nazi Germany. Number three, Red China. All three of these governments are radical secular states. They are states that believe in secularism. They believe that God has no business in government, and they believe that Charles Darwin is basically, when he came up with his theory of evolution, that is the foundation of their governmental philosophy, their social philosophy. And of course, what is the record of these three governments? They all have a horrible human rights record. When you take God out of the picture, when government no longer fears God, then be afraid for your life.
David, you mentioned something, and I think this discussion is really very, very good. You mentioned that at one point, secular government didn't mean evil government. It just meant of this world. I think it's an important distinction. Secularism, though, as you're saying, it really defines a God-less approach to the view of government and so forth, arising out of Darwin, who in fact was a God rejector. You know, the same thing goes with the word liberal, often used. The original word liberal was not what it is today. It was actually open-minded. Well, frankly, we should be we have two ears rather than one mouse. To me, that's kind of the open mind. Let's be aware and hear what's going on. But when you take God out of being an original liberal, you have the modern today liberal. The penalty for taking God out of life is extraordinary. David New, back to you. If our founders would have taken a currently defined secular view, a Darwinist view of government, would we have a Declaration of Independence or a Constitution?
Oh, no. The Declaration of Independence and the Constitution are both creationist documents. They both embody the ideology that there is a creator and that the creator is the source of our rights. Secularism says no to all of that. Secularism does not look to God for the source of human rights. So there's a big, big difference. And you're right about the word liberal. The word liberal in the 18th and 19th century meant somebody who wanted less government. Today, the word liberal means somebody who wants to have more government. So these words change and sometimes go in the opposite direction. Like I say, the United States has always been a secular state. But in the 13th century definition of the term, it is not a religious state. But that doesn't mean that government doesn't have a role in the United States and in the governments of the United States. The role of religion in government is to act as a signpost, as a guidepost, as a guiding star of which way we should go in our culture. But in terms of religion, the government has no business making people religiously believe in anything. If they don't want to believe in God, that's the individual's business. It is not the business of government to make anybody believe in God or not believe in God. But government should be influenced by God. because the people of this country believe in God.